Among the saints commemorated this day, the holy martyr Tatiana of Rome. She was a Christian of an eminent family, a deaconess in the church. After the death of the emperor Heliogabus, the emperor Alexander came to the throne in Rome. His mother, Julia Mamia, was a Christian, but the emperor himself was unsure and hesitant about his faith, an uncertainty that was clearly expressed by his keeping statues of both Christ and Apollo, of both Abraham and Orpheus in his palace. His chief advisors took it into their own hands to persecute the Christians without his orders. When the virgin Tatiana was led to martyrdom, she prayed for her executioners. And lo, their eyes were open, and they saw four angels around the martyr. Seeing this, eight of them were converted to Christ, for which they were tortured and killed. Saint Tatiana's martyrdom was long drawn out. She was flogged. Parts of her flesh were cut off. She was sawn with an iron saw, and then, all disfigured and bleeding, was flung that evening into prison to be brought out on the following day for further torture. But God sent his angel to the prison to give her courage and heal her wounds. Tatiana therefore appeared before her torturers each day in perfect health. She was thrown to a lion, but the lion became tame before her and did her no harm. Her hair was shorn from an idea that occurred to the godless minds, that some sorcery might be hidden in it, some magical strength. Finally, she was led out together with her father, and the two were beheaded. In such manner, this heroic maiden finished her earthly life in about the year 225, and was crowned with an immortal crown of glory. She had the weak body of a woman, but a manly and valiant spirit. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us.